Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Well, hey, we're the Get Up Show. Welcome to the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean. Charlie is over there.
Hi.
And there's Maddie over there somewhere, too.
I'm right here.
Please like and subscribe and share with your friends if you'd like to. This is 104, Podcast 104.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was a question mark at the end of that. Because we did like a 103 and a half because we all had the COVID recently. But we're back, stronger than ever, back to fighting weight. Everything's going great. Don't worry about a thing. You guys feeling good?
Yeah, I'm great.
Oh, yeah?
Hanging in there. It's great.
We've learned how to lose a nipple the fast way this week.
Two of them at that.
Oh, it's just awful. You know, that's a true friend there who will flick your nipple off.
Well, I don't think he thought that was actually going to happen. These two kids were like in the locker room at school, and they had some Axe body spray or a similar type of body spray in an aerosol can.
Mm-hmm.
And two cans of it. Like, hey, buddy, I dare you to spray those cans on your nipples and see what happens. And you know, as my ladies who use dry shampoo definitely know, when you spray a lot of something out of an aerosol can, it gets cold.
I didn't know it got cold enough to freeze something. I would have never imagined
now
that.
Now you do. So they sprayed him on his nipples, and he's like, oh, man, it's so cold. Oh, my gosh, it's so cold. And it literally froze his nipples.
Yeah.
So his buddy's like, ooh, let's hit it. Kink. And flicked it. Flicked both of them at the same time. They both popped off.
So my question is, when you say his nipples fell off, do we think it's like the whole areola and everything? Like,
no.
That's what I'm picturing. Like the pepperoni and the eraser fell off.
No, still has pepperonis.
He lost his erasers, both of them.
Just the erasers.
The erasers fell off, but the pepperoni is still there. Got it.
Could you imagine the shock and horror on either of them, you know? who's got it worse, the guy who lost the nipples or the guy who flicked them off? Because he's got to live with that forever.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. He's a guy. I mean, it's a story. And you could always get some sort of, like, synthetic nipple.
Would you, though?
I mean, no.
I mean, you've still got your pepperonis, so why do you need the nipple?
I don't know. I've got the tiniest nipples ever, so I mean, it really wouldn't be much of a loss.
That's a lot of nipple talk. But, you know, men don't need them anyway.
Yeah. Now, it would look weird if the whole pepperoni came off. But it didn't. That spot is still there.
I pictured that. Like, I pictured, like, the whole thing.
Do you not know how nipples work when they get cold?
I have a rough idea. I just, you know, I'm just saying. You know, I picture it all as one thing. Like, the whole thing is a nipple.
No, it's not.
Not just the eraser.
Is it not? I thought it was all part of one thing.
No. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So what's the eraser called then?
That's the nipple. And then the outside is the areola.
And men have that too?
Yes.
All of that?
Yes.
For no reason. I'm going to freeze mine off now.
Over years, they just stopped coming to us.
Maddie, I need you to run to the store real quick and get some aerosol body spray.
Why?
because we're going to see if it works.
On who?
Sean. Sean wants to try. He's curious.
Clearly, I'm not using these nipples.
I really have the smallest nipples.
By this age, he really knows he's not going to use them.
But I'm often impressed with mine, though. Like
you
when I wear
are?
A t-shirt. Yeah, because they're always at attention.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm wearing...
I'm just writing this down as nipple talk. Hold
if
on.
If I'm wearing a snug t-shirt, they get in the room before I do. And I'm I've always been impressed with
and
that.
And I know you're not cold because you're never cold.
No. Well, you can probably even see through this.
I can.
Yeah.
Get a can and then we'll see who's can fall off first. It'll be like a race.
I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable.
Charlie, can you describe my nipple?
I just see a pokey spot on your shirt.
See, well... Now you've talked me out of freezing it off with a whole can of body spray. Maddie, you're going to have to do it because I appreciate mine too much now. I've talked myself right out of it.
Neat.
Yeah, and since yours are little anyway, it's no big loss, right?
Yeah, but I feel like I'd lose my areola because it takes so long.
But you would not.
She's trying to tell you.
I don't know. I'm looking at it right now and I'm worried.
Stop it.
What do you think about that guy in Russia who made a real lightsaber?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I found the video of that. It's rad.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Charlie, are you a Star Wars nerd at all, or did you just like your face fall off when we start talking about that?
Pretty much.
This guy has spent his adult life making a real lightsaber that is retractable, just like the ones in the movie.
I mean, I do find that very cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would do with it.
Well, you cut through steel.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can. Because you saw it in Star Wars.
You can't have a fight because nobody else has one. You made the only one.
Not true. There is another YouTube channel where they've been trying to perfect it as well. And he said in the video that they kind of share tips back and forth.
But the other ones, you have to run an extension cord, and his is fully contained in the lightsaber.
Is it assault if you are having a lightsaber fight and you hurt the other person?
It depends, because I knew a guy who was having a lightsaber fight, and his dad cut his hand off, but he totally got away with it. And the next time I saw him, he had a new hand, and it was working fine.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I almost asked how that happened, but
it was weird because he didn't even know it was his dad.
Yeah,
they were having that lightsaber fight. It was a whole thing.
Did he find out before or after dad cut his hand off?
No, he made up after he threw his weird, creepy grandpa down a shaft or something.
But what you learn is, After all that happens, don't worry about anything because you'll be a see-through ghost and you'll get along with everybody. And everybody looks like they did 30 years ago and it's no problem.
Not necessarily. Then they replace your dad with some other kid that played him at another time. It's
true.
Weird.
True. Yeah. And, you know, there was a whole thing where he kissed his sister. But, you know, stuff happens.
That family had a lot going on.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it is.
Little green guy that was there too.
When I think about style, when I think about trendsetters, obviously I think about Maddie.
Oh.
Who's here to tell us the style trends we can look forward to in the year 2022.
Oh, of course you would ask me that.
Gee whiz, you've been wanting to do this for a week.
I know, but then I thought we weren't going to do it. Ah, I found it. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Mullets are back in full effect again.
They've been back for a couple years now. I mean, it's so funny. I see high school kids and I'm like, you look exactly like the boys I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. It's freaking me out a little bit. I'm like, hey, is that Aaron?
Well, here. These are new. Bedazzled accessories. Gems.
Tooth gems. You know, Mick Jagger, I don't know if he still does, but he went through the entire spectrum of precious stones implanted in his tooth.
Did he really?
Yeah. He tried an emerald, and people thought it was spinach. He tried a ruby. They thought it was blood. So he settled on a diamond some years ago, but I don't know if it's still there or not.
Remember when Madonna did that, too?
I don't.
She had, like, a gold tooth with a big diamond in the middle of it.
Oh, his was in his tooth, though. No,
yeah, but
no gold.
Did it fall off when you bit an apple or something?
I don't know. I think they used that real good rubber cement.
Do you think I could pull off like a gold tooth?
Yeah, no. Of course you could. If any of us could, you could.
You got to put it on your sticky outie one.
That's real annoying.
Hey, that would be a good use for that. You're always complaining about that tooth.
Yeah, but then I'd really be drawing attention to it.
Yeah, but see, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. You're supposed to draw attention to your flaws, and then others can't make fun of them. You're celebrating them.
That's right, man.
Oh, there's a lot of things I got to draw attention to then. Hey, look at all this lack of hair.
And your bedazzled bag that you made. Now, that also sounds old to me. The bedazzler's been around forever.
Yeah, well, bedazzling was like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Well, the next one that, Charlie, you can really get on was one of the past is night dresses.
Excuse me?
The night dress.
Like
we, as we like to call the New England birth control.
Like Nanny's nightgown?
Yeah.
It's almost as sexy as a house coat.
Hey, yeah. It worked for Grandpa. They had like 15 kids.
Yeah, I know, man. That I don't know how they did it back then. Because you look at pictures of what people used to look like, and I mean, no disrespect.
Right, but they all had more children than we do today.
I don't know how. I mean, was it just like, all right, let's get this over with. We need some kids out there working in the field.
They only had like three channels.
Yeah, what else are they going to do? No internet. We got to do something.
No, Netflix.
But even before there was TV, you look at those old pictures of like this giant fat toad of a man and his sour-faced, miserable wife and their 15 kids. Yeah. What the hell happened?
And they even slept in separate beds.
But that's like the after effect. That's why she looked so sour.
She knew what she was getting into. He didn't just get like that right then in time for the picture. He was working on that shape for years, man. Really, I mean, when you think about that, and I'm not picking on anybody's grandma or great-grandparents or whatever, but you look at them and it's like, God, how did they make that work?
Yeah, well, but at even the same time, I feel like you see pictures from back in the day, and sometimes you see some hotties back, you know. They're out there. I think it's the exceptions to all the rules.
But especially like something like Tinder or whatever would never have worked back then because women didn't smile in pictures.
Right.
They always looked a little sour, a little upset, yeah. A little mad about things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would never be like, ooh, she's hot. Because yeah. She's like, dang, okay, well, she looks less mad than the one before her.
They look like that because they know they're going to have another kid sometime. Cause it's coming. Oh, God, here we go again. It's been 10 months.
I have swipeth right on your picture, Fanny.
And then my grandma, who passed away some years ago when she was 94, she was in her later days when I spent a lot of time with her talking about stuff. She was way too candid about her love life with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Yeah, she said, I'll tell you the story real quick. They were living in Winston-Salem, as a matter of fact, when they first moved to North Carolina. And they lived near a railroad track. And she said every morning that train would come through there and wake them straight awake. And they're like, oh my God, we're all awake now. And she said, that led us to a new habit. Sex before breakfast.
I mean, we're awake. It's too early to do anything else.
And I was like, Grandma?
Well, think about it this way. You know, nowadays people get up and they look at their phone. Maybe we need more of that. Honey, if you're listening.
Look, what you need to do is get a train to come by your house first thing in the morning.
We're up.
It'll all fall into line if you do that. Oh, you got any more style trends?
Nothing really great. Luxury makeovers to non-traditional spaces, goth business casual, and vibrant, colorful outfits.
So okay. I like all of that stuff. But my kid was threatening to do a mullet again.
Oh, yeah.
She loved her mullet.
I did see it a lot more on guys than on girls.
Yeah.
Although I had a mullet-ish haircut back in junior high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a sweet mullet. I had the best poof on the front, curls in the back all the way past my collar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have that much hair, Maddie?
I did, but I never had a mullet.
We had
a weird 90s thing where I had super long hair, but I had the shaved sides and back.
Oh, so yeah.
It was just like a top pony kind of thing.
Alt rock.
Oh, yeah. There was a kid in my class, and his mom was one of the teachers at our high school, and he had a pretty sweet mullet. It was straight and like spiky on the top and pretty long in the back. And for his senior pictures, she made him pull it back in a ponytail where you couldn't see it because she was sure that he wouldn't like his pictures in the future if he looked like that. So she wanted him to look more presentable in his pictures.
I always took the worst school pictures.
Really?
Oh, my God. I know that's hard for you to believe looking at me now.
I know.
But I remember my third grade picture. I didn't remember it was picture day.
Uh-huh.
And so I was wearing a T-shirt that I made with an iron on. I'd put a Kiss iron on the T-shirt.
Cool.
And it was bright red. And when I got there, the person taking the picture told me I couldn't take it in the Kiss iron on T-shirt, that I had to put something else on. And I had one of those like plastic loud windbreaker jackets. Yeah, like that. So that was my third grade picture with a bowl cut. It was just awful.
Oh, gosh. My third grade picture is pretty awkward, too. It was when I first started learning how to do my own hair.
Mm.
And so it's like the wings, sort of like the Farrah Fawcett wings, but not nearly as cool. And like plastered with hairspray. It's like stuck to my head.
I can't remember one that I really liked ever during my entire school career.
Oh, I had some good ones later.
I'm sure you did.
When I got past the awkward phase.
Yeah, I didn't even show up for the senior picture. I was working.
Of course.
I can't think of any of them being all that, you know, like none of them were all that great.
Yeah, but you were adorable. When I see those pictures of you when you were little.
Did you guys go through the phase that like my brother did where, you know, when he was younger, he smiled in pictures and looked all cute and stuff. And then he hit this point somewhere about junior high, early high school, where it wasn't cool to smile anymore.
Nah.
And all of his pictures, he's like looking all serious.
I always smiled. The only difference was there teeth or no teeth?
Really?
Yeah, I always smiled. Sometimes like this.
A little smirk. My kindergarten picture is so adorable. I've got these two pigtails on the top of my, I had long hair and it's like these two pigtails and just the biggest, hugest smile ever on the planet.
We got to bring some of these in and share them. Because
do we?
Well, yeah, I'm telling you, man, you were adorable when you were a kid.
I mean, you were who you were. You can't take it back or change it.
No, I just don't have to share it with anybody.
I think you do.
I was all teeth.
Nah, you looked like a Rockwell. You looked like a Norman Rockwell. You looked like you would be, you know, with a slingshot sticking out of your back pocket, walking home from the pond.
What are you talking about? When did you see my like kid pictures?
Oh, Tom Sawyer.
I go through. I see things.
Get out of my house.
Are you guys getting excited about the Olympics? Isn't that coming this week?
The third? Yeah, I guess it is coming up, isn't it?
It's a different kind of vibe. You know,
they're
discouraging people from hugging, but they're still handing out all the condoms you can take with you.
Yeah.
And there's another thing that they're doing. I'm looking for the story now. Here it is. They're doing a certain kind of COVID testing for the Olympians. It's been called undignified, but it's the way China does it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it your butt?
Yeah, they're swabbing something else, right?
Yeah, it's called the anal swab testing for COVID before Winter Olympics.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Do you have to?
If you want to Olympic.
Seems like a long way to get to your nostril. How big is that Q-tip?
Well, they say that this is more accurate.
Bend over and cough.
They say that this is more accurate than a nasal or a throat swab.
That's going to make those drive-through things way more awkward.
Okay. Now, hold on a second. COVID is like a respiratory illness.
Yeah.
It's in your breathing. It's in your lungs. It's in your... Mm-hmm. It's that has nothing to do with that.
Look, Dr. Assman here says that that's the best way to do it. Now, he's convinced everybody that, you know? Seriously, if you stick with me, I'll show you. This is the best way to test.
Dr. Bauman.
Bauman.
Yeah. I mean, who discovered that?
Right. When let's poke this in every orifice and see which one gets the best result.
Someone who loves swabbing.
I'm looking now to see, like,
I mean, I'd heard that, but I thought it was a joke.
At least 27 people underwent the anal swab test at an apartment building in Beijing.
At an apartment building?
Yeah.
That's not where they do that. That's as good as under the bridge.
Yeah, wait, I was over in the elbow camp the other day.
No, I'm cool. They already checked me. This again? All right. It said I was negative the last 14 times, but go ahead.
I ain't got any new swabs, so I just have to use this one again.
What's your deal about food arguments? Who argues about food?
It's like the things that couples argue about. So it's like the top one is where to go out to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, your partner doesn't cook as often as you wish they would. Or when someone follows a recipe and doesn't do it right.
Oh, yeah.
I just get so mad at my ex-wife over that.
Yeah, I love that. I love to read reviews on the cooking sites where it says, I substituted cornmeal for flour and salt for sugar, and this turned out awful.
See, yeah. And the worst would be like stuff that, I mean, I'm guilty of it too, where you just go too fast and you don't read it like clearly.
Well, okay,
and
that's,
you start throwing everything in together and you're like, oh, wait, that one wasn't supposed to happen.
Okay, that would be a mistake. But yeah, but they're seriously on those recipe sites, they drive me insane where it's like basically you made a completely different recipe
and didn't like it.
And then you didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or why, I mean, why didn't you just do what they said or. Don't comment on this because that's not this.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is that, like, the other side of that is I've gone to a lot of those food blogs for recipes and stuff, and it's like there are people who don't cook giving you like cooking tips. Yeah. Sometimes it's like that doesn't make any sense. Like, you would never like cook like that or like put chicken here or do this step. I don't know.
That sometimes works for me, though, because y'all know that I'm, like, not a real chef, so it helps me to have other people who don't cook tell me what to do.
That's a good point. Yeah. But you know, the thing about arguing about where do you want to go, I don't know, where do you want to go, I don't know, where do you want to go, my in-laws have that beat because they have a rotation.
Okay.
They only go to certain places, and it's, like, in order.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'll go to Danny's. They'll go to Applebee's. They'll go to Village Tavern. And
I am not against that because at least you have a decision because we literally, it's, well, what do you want for supper tonight? I don't know. Well, what sounds good? I don't know. And, you know, I don't always want to be the one that makes that decision, especially because I want Mexican and he doesn't like Mexican.
Oh,
so
crazy.
I mean, in that sense, it's
what's
like.
What's wrong with him?
I know. But, you know, at least they have like, this is where we're going. We're not going to argue about it. We're not going to, you know, it's just set.
Yeah.
I'd be all right.
But don't you love like too? It's like, well, you know, where do you want to go for dinner? I don't care. Okay, well, let's go here. No,
I don't want that.
Okay, well, how about we go here? No, that doesn't sound good. I'm like, well, why don't you pick? No, I don't want to pick.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't.
Is it a test? Is that a real thing, or is that like a relationship test that's being performed out there? You guys do that? You argue about that stuff?
Yeah, because it, you know, like I said, I would like for him to make that decision sometimes without me having to think about it.
So you heard that, didn't you, Maddie? So what? She's gonna say, "I don't know," even if she knows she wants to go to Cracker Barrel. She wants him to make the decision. So she's gonna say, "I don't care."
Now, if I specifically want to go somewhere, I'll say that. But a lot of times, I mean, I decide what to cook every night. So I would be happy if he would decide the other nights.
Oh, no. My favorite is like, I recommend a place. She says no. And then I offer a bunch of suggestions. And then she gets mad because I won't make up my mind.
No.
It's like, well, now you just said too many things. And I'm like, well, because you said no to the other six.
Oh, can I play the song my daughter did, or is that too much audio and we'll get in trouble for it?
I don't think that counts. So I guess we could find out. We've never really done it before.
If you keep it under
let's see.
A certain amount.
This is her audition song for a play she's doing. My favorite part is the high note anyway, so.
No one's gonna dare. Others can't desert you, not to worry. Demons will charm you with a smile for a one-parting time.
about that?
It's so good. That is so good.
Wait, what's that song from?
It's from Sweeney Todd. From what I understand, this is the little boy who's left alive after everybody's been murdered.
Oh.
And it's a real sad thing, but a sweet song. I've never seen all of Sweeney Todd in a row.
I've never seen it at all.
No. But yeah, she did that for her audition song. When she sent me that, I was like, oh my God, I must have listened to that 300 times.
Mm-hmm. Like you legitimately have a shot of your kid making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I just have to stay on this thing, man. No slip ups.
No,
don't you
know?
Because she really, I mean, I was so impressed when you played that. I was like, that's your daughter?
Right. Yeah. Where does she get that from? And she she actually, you know, she and I sing together and we're very musical around the house and stuff. But God, she just knocks it out of the park,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she knows what she's singing. That's the other thing that's amazing. She knows what those notes are.
Yeah.
I don't know any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So she used that for her audition song and she's Cinderella in this play Ever After, I think is the name of it. There was a movie called Ever After, mm-hmm. too.
Right. Yeah.
Did y'all see that? I've never seen it.
No, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about. That's cool, though. I mean, so she's got a chance to do the whole thing. That's awesome.
She's got, and she was so proud of herself, she's got more singing time than anybody else in the whole
wow.
show. Yeah, she's like the second or third lead or whatever. But yeah, I'm with you. It's about time for her to get paid for this so Daddy can retire.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so far, I have no options. No one's showing any real fun, expensive talents right now.
What about, isn't your big boy a gamer? I mean, could he be a pro gamer?
No, he's not that good.
No.
He's good at eating leftovers and smelling funny.
Now, your daughter is real cool. What's her talent? What could she do?
That's the thing, man. It's hard to tell with her. Like, she
is she like an artist?
Yeah, kind of, but then, look, here's my thing with her. I'm really, fingers crossed that she gets into the film industry, because she likes to do, like, the editing and stuff.
There you
yeah.
go.
Like,
so, maybe, you know, she'll go on to Hollywood, but...
Well, this is really going to help, because my original plan was, when she was old enough to drive, I was just going to act crazy, like I couldn't drive anymore, and she would be my chauffeur everywhere, but if this continues and, you know, she hits it big... She won't have to drive and neither will I.
Oh, that'll be great. She'll be able to pay for you both to have a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the plan. That's my retirement plan. I have nothing else in the works.
Nothing saved up.
Hey, will you do me a favor and still do the crazy thing? Because I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. But it just depends on how the career goes. I mean, if this thing takes off quick, I won't have to do it. But yeah, I'll do it for you.
Like eating handfuls of pillow and like... You're going outside with like a tuxedo top and no pants.
Again.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's a good look.
Did I ever tell y'all about the time that I slept on the side of the road in a tuxedo?
Yes.
Maybe.
You told me. I mean, I remember that story.
God, that was rough. I was leaving this guy's house. It was my friend Paul got married and I was in the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I read that that thing about faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love.
Yes.
Big hit, and then partied down at the reception and went to this guy's house who lived like a street over from Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We were crashing at Paul's house, but we go over to this other guy's house to drink more, and we're like, hey, man, give us a ride back to Paul's house. No, I'm not going to do that. Just straight up, no, I am not going to let you in my car. I'm not going to help you in the least. So me and this other guy, Scott, not Scott that you guys know, take off walking. And it's literally a street away. We get so lost
yeah.
that we're so exhausted. And it's starting to be almost, you know, the light is starting to peak. And I'm like, dude, I just got to take a break. I got to lay down for a minute. And so laid down in the side of the road there. And he's like, well, all right. And he laid down with me.
Did you have a nice little snuggle nap?
No, there was no snuggling, but he,
darn.
He told me after the fact, he was like, well, if he's going to lay down, I can't just leave him here. I'm just going to lay down too in my tuxedo.
You know, that's neat. I know a friend of mine that kind of happened to him. He left the bar and got locked out of his car, and so he just laid down in the woods.
And he's still there today.
Mm-hmm.
Guys can do that. if a woman laid down on the side of the road to take a nap.
Yeah, it's probably not safe.
Bridesmaid's dress. It would not have the same funny ending.
I guarantee it's been done.
Uh-huh.
They just find a more discreet spot to sleep outside in their bridesmaid dress, not right there in traffic. Oh, that was a great night. Whew, man. And so then when I woke up from my little nap on the side of the road, the sun is coming up for sure, and we're still just as lost as hell, you know? No idea.
It doesn't look any different in the daylight.
No, but I was like, hey, look, I think that's a school over there. We'll go break in the school and call for help.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
God, your problem solving is amazing.
So as we're walking to the school to break into the school and call for help because we're lost one street away from dude's house, we realize, oh, wait, this is how you come into this place. So we found our way on the way to break in the school.
Oh,
and now you
goodness.
Know the rest.
Oh, man, you're the best.
Of the story. Yeah, yeah. So don't invite me to your wedding.
Is that the moral of this story?
I can't do it anymore. next wedding might kill me.
I'll just give you a map.
All right, that's going to about do it. What about that guy on that car in Winston, though? There's a video going around. It's going to be world famous. It just happened in the last day or so.
Yeah.
The car is going like 55 miles an hour down 40 into downtown Winston-Salem, and there's a dude standing there hanging onto the side of the car.
So he's like standing on the running board, and then it's an SUV, and he's like, I don't know, gripping onto the rack on top or whatever on the driver's side. While they're going down the main thoroughfare through the middle of Winston-Salem.
Yeah. And at speed. It's not like they're creeping along because there's a dude on the car.
And the driver is not trying to get off on an exit or do anything to remedy the situation.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no context.
Do you? No. Here's what I think. I think it's going to end up being they did this to be famous. That this is going to be one of those viral things, you know? There's really no other explanation for it.
But it's being filmed from someone in another car, and it really, I mean, if it's not real, it looks real. Like, they're like, oh my God, look at this. What is going on? And just watching it to see what will happen, not like...
That's terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even roll the window all the way down. That's just crazy. I wonder what's going to happen with that.
I need more story. I need to know what... I'm very invested in this.
Well, by the time this podcast goes out, half of the world will have seen that video. There's no way that's not going to go viral. Mm. But you heard it here first. And I really want to know what that dude was up to.
I bet he listens to our podcast. He'll call in.
Oh, yeah. he's that guy. Oh, speaking of which, if you'd love to be part of our next podcast, do call the Simon line, 336-373-0987. If you ever want to check out our show, go to 987simon.com. There's a listen live button on there. We're getting ready for a Bet You Won't Play It Friday. And then on February 1st, we're doing love songs twice a day, every day through Valentine's.
Ooh.
And, you're welcome.
And all, I mean... Deep. Think of one. Muskrat Love? Yes. Debbie Boone? You Light Up My Life? Yes.
How Deep Is Your Love?
Yes. That's an easy one. So yeah, check that out if you want to. Final thought, Charlie?
If the Olympic Committee asks you to go to a random apartment building to get a COVID anal swab, don't do it.
I meddled in anal swabbing. I got the bronze.
You're not the best.
All right, what about you, Maddie?
Well, I learned that my nipple is my nipple, and that the other part is the areola.
The pepperoni.
The pepperoni is the areola, and the eraser is the nipple, and I don't want either of them to get froze off.
Come on, man. Do it for the show.
Okay, fine. Maybe just the left one.
All right. Next time.
Bye. Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.